Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat, and it is 8:24, August 28th. Ooh, Eddie Money playing on the radio with Ronnie Spector. Take Me Home Tonight. It came out in 1985-ish, 86-ish. I remember. Because a guy by the name of Joe gave me the cassette. And I remember hearing the lyrics, the ones that he just said. I hate to sleep alone. And I was single, newly divorced, and I hated being alone. I hated going through that god-awful feeling of having to deal with yourself. And I didn't like it. And there are times when I get restless, and I think people that have listened to my booze in the past know that I like to go out and have a drink or two, or six or seven. I think my max is like 12, but I went out at 7, and I'm already headed home, and I was looking for a feeling. People sometimes drink or do drugs or have sex or do risk-taking activities to get that rush in their brain, that chemical release. And I was trying to get it tonight, and I almost had it. And I let it go. I had it within my grasp, like the brass ring, and I let it go. I saw for nicknames, I'll nickname him Charlie for the Charlie Sheen lifestyle that he lives. I saw normally I haven't seen him since I had my surgery on my foot, and I'm mad at him, and he knows that I'm mad at him, and having the past that we have, it's very volatile. Anyway, his new girlfriend was there, and can't believe my friend was getting dropped off for work, and her boyfriend honked his horn at me, and Charlie just happened to be in the parking lot. I'm like, oh my God, of all the times, he never goes outside. Never. But for some reason, he was outside tonight, and I think he saw me. I kept my head down, and I walked really quickly, and I'm pretty sure he probably would know my walk if he saw me from a distance. When I left, I looked to see if her car was there and where was parked, and it was gone. So I'm pretty sure he realized it was me and left. Even though we weren't in the same bar, we were right next door to each other. And everybody knows who I am. And it's a great feeling to go into a place and everybody knows your name, and they treat you, you know, like one of their own. But I still didn't get that fix. And going back to the whole thing of back when I was having to deal with myself. What song is this? Oh, Def Leppard. Yuck. Yeah, this is how I am when I'm in the car. I hit the buttons a lot. Ugh. Anyway, having to deal with myself. I used to tell myself when I was single and all alone that I would, you know, if I had, you know, somebody that I loved and I cared about, I would never leave them. but I did leave my beloved at home. I just, and usually past patterns, behaviors, like these tend to get me into trouble. And, but it didn't. Too many people down there know who I am, and I don't know, I got bored, and I thought, my God, I can do this at home. I can drink at home, but it doesn't quite taste the same, and the whole thing of, ooh, skunk. Somebody had a skunk. Somebody, a skunk sprayed somebody or something. It stinks. Look, a chicken. No, anyway, you know, it was great, and I told him I would be back, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, these people come out all the time. They're out there all the time. Because every time I go out there, they're there. And except when I went during the day. And God, I hate to admit that I do miss Charlie, and I do miss the craziness, and I do miss the Charlie Sheen lifestyle. I really do. I do miss it. I crave it. However, I have to be a responsible adult. And we can't all live like Charlie Sheen lives. And not everybody has tiger blood. But anyway, I must say I miss the craziness. I miss the drama to a point. Because after a while, the drama just gets insane, just crazy. I think the whole thing of getting sucked into his world was the big issue. Whereas before, years before, we always just kept it simple, to the point. There was no exchange of words, and there was just one purpose. And that was it. And then something happened. It all changed. And then we became friends. And I'm thinking, dude, you should be dead by now. With all the things that have happened to you, I'm surprised he's not dead. Then again, alcoholics usually tend to outlive everybody else around them. And everybody else in their inner circle die. Because... you know, it just, they just die. And, you know, being a responsible adult, you have to make a decision. And it's the, you know, his lifestyle stuff that movies are made out of. And it's fun to visit. It really is fun to visit. And, but, you know, I told myself if I ever found anybody, I would stay home and I would do whatever it is they wanted to do and blah, 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 blah. But I just needed to get out and have some time by myself, I guess. But then you ever feel worse than what you did when you left? Yeah, that's me. I kind of feel worse now than I did when I left. But I am home now, where I belong. Yes, where I belong. In my own bed. With my own crazy thoughts and my whatever. Thanks for listening, guys. Bitterness.